Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, May 14th. Jaguar Stadium of the Future updates. We're talking about him here today. Ben Becker, who does a great job of investigative journalism over for Action News Jax, reported some new details for the Jaguar Stadium of the Future. That includes costs, future of London, and other home games away from the city of Jacksonville, and more. We're going to talk about it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. You can become a channel member right here on YouTube. So the Jaguars, as I mentioned, Mark Lamping, Maradona Deegan, Shad Khan, they have agreed to a new stadium deal that will be introduced to city council this evening. Again, Tuesday, May 14th. Ben Becker got some of those details early, got them last night. So we're going to take a look at them. Cost. Cost is one of the big factors, obviously. Between the Jaguars and the city, the cost will be split right down the middle, $625 million each, paid by the Jaguars and the city of Jacksonville, which is significantly less than what was originally proposed, especially on Jacksonville's side. Part of the reason for that is this deal does not include any of the Lot J development, according to Ben Becker. So this is all about the stadium, right? There is supposedly some language about each side contributing towards kind of benefiting the east side of Jacksonville. We'll get more details on that tonight. But as of right now, $625 million being reported for the city of Jacksonville and for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So you'd like to say that's probably a good thing for the city, right? Paying less is a good thing. I do think separating the Stadium of the Future project from Lot J makes sense. I think you get the stadium deal done, then you can go and figure out how you want to support the stadium, in a future deal. Getting the stadium is the most important thing for the city of Jacksonville. It should be the most important thing for the Jaguars as well. Getting this stadium deal done, locking the Jaguars into Jacksonville long-term, is the most important thing, bottom line. And the fact that that is moving forward, if you're a fan of the Jaguars, if you're a fan of the Jaguars being in the city of Jacksonville, is very, very good news. Becker also reports that the Jaguars will continue to have one home game in London every year. Not great, but not surprising either. And that as part of a new NFL initiative that we'll be rolling out, the Jaguars could have two home games outside of the city of Jacksonville every four seasons, which is not great. You know, Shad Khan, he's excited about bringing the Four Seasons Hotel to Jacksonville, but playing two home games outside of the city, I don't think that that's going to go over well for a lot of Jaguars fans. Now, this deal is not done. The mayor's office and the Jaguars have agreed upon this, but city council will also have to vote on this. They're going to be doing huddles around the city to get feedback from fans, from residents, on how they feel about this new stadium of the future. But the bottom line is, for Jaguars fans that are local in the city of Jacksonville, I don't think having two games away from Jacksonville that are technically home games is going to go over very, very well. I really don't. And again, that is every 4 years. So it's not an every season sort of thing. We'll see how all that plays out. But again, according to Ben Becker, there could be two home games away from Jacksonville every 4 years. Now, will that be part of an 18-game season? It seems likely that the NFL is moving towards that direction. 17 games has always been kind of clunky, but I think 18 games is where the NFL is heading, which would mean the city of Jacksonville, this new stadium of the future, would still host at minimum 7 home regular season games every year. Usually, it would be 8, while most teams would host 9 every single year with an 18-game.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Schedule, right? So I don't think it's right, personally. I think that, great, if you're making a team play a home game away from their home stadium every 4 years, like every team's going to have to do that. I get that. Why should the Jaguars then have to play 2? I don't think that that makes sense. I don't think fans are going to think that makes sense. You have already taken a home game away from the city of Jacksonville. And I know it makes the Jaguars a lot of money having a game in London. But it costs the city of Jacksonville a lot of money not having that game in Jax, right? Like, game days in Jacksonville are big money generators for the city of Jacksonville. They absolutely are. It's also taking a game away from the fans, the Jaguars fans who have supported the team since day one. So again, I don't really believe that that is the right way. I think that a lot of fans are going to be upset about the idea that, okay, $625 million from the city is going towards this stadium revamp, rebuild. It's not going to be a new stadium. It's going to be an updated stadium. And then you're going to take away, every 4 years, you're going to take away another home game. So we're only going to have 7 home games on an 18-game schedule. Again, I don't think that's going to go over well. Ben Becker did mention that if home games are played outside of Jacksonville during construction, that Gainesville is the most likely landing spot. That would, of course, suggest that the Jaguars could try to find a venue inside the city of Jacksonville. That makes sense. Maybe add on to a current venue somewhere around town where they could add, thousands and thousands of seats to potentially make it work. But to me, that does make the most sense, is playing in Gainesville. If you can't play in Jacksonville, of course, Gainesville is the closest option that actually has infrastructure in place to host NFL sized crowds, right? Yeah, you've talked about Daytona, but Daytona, you would have to change a lot about Daytona Super Speedway to make it an NFL venue, right? And then talk about Orlando, they would need to upgrade their stadiums. I know they're doing that. According to Ben Becker, Tampa, the Buccaneers, they would not want Orlando to be hosting Jaguars games because they believe that that's their territory. And then Tallahassee, 2.5 to 3 hour drive, with traffic, it's going to be even longer than that. So Gainesville is the closest place that has football infrastructure in place that can host NFL-sized crowds. You can get there in 1.5 hours. Obviously, with traffic, that will be impacted. But I do think that it makes the most sense if you're not going to be able to host these games during construction inside of the city of Jacksonville. We do know the Jaguars and the University of Florida have had talks about the potential of this. We will find out more tonight about where this is all headed, but kudos to Ben Becker for getting the scoop on all this a little bit early, getting it last night on the, again, $625 million split between the Jaguars and the city of Jacksonville, much less than the initial proposal, of course. The potential of two home games outside of the city of Jacksonville every fourth year. And again, Gainesville being the likely landing spot if the Jaguars cannot figure out somewhere to play during construction in the city of Jacksonville. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now, become a channel member right here on YouTube, get access to some nice perks. Y'all have a good one.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.